Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So before the end of the show, and Big, you keep the calls coming. Definitely want to hear, have the calls coming in. Is America going socialized? And not so much for socialized medicine, just socialized in general. And there was actually a poll that was put on by Fox News. And prior to the pandemic, there was less enthusiasm for socialism from the Democrats than there is now. And apparently about 60% polled thought socialism might be a good idea. And I just don't think Americans really understand what socialism is. So just anecdotally, I got a call from somebody this weekend where his grandmother, Abuelita, is in Mexico, and she has COVID. And the hospitals are running out of oxygen. So they're kicking out people to make room for others. No oxygen anywhere. So basically they're being sent home. But some people are able to still get in and get to the hospitals if they pay. And as we know, Mexico has a public health system. They have more of a socialized sort of structure than we do. And I just think people are throwing the term around, like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, without really understanding where what it means and how corrupt it could become. People are thinking that socialism has to take over to get rid of corrupt capitalism. Yet what they don't realize is in socialism or even in communistic countries, there's corruptness. So the redistribution of wealth that is supposed to happen under a socialized society or a communist society, does that seem to be perfectly done? I mean, Denmark might look good. You know, I mean, Switzerland might look good. They might have good socialized health systems. Again, I mean, their media is different, so we probably don't hear about all the, you know, stuff like, you know, we do here in America. But I think Americans are kind of spoiled. I know I am. I mean, if I want, let's say, my mom to, let's say, get monoclonal antibody treatment, let's say, God forbid, and I hear that insurance won't cover it, because insurance, is moving more towards socialized. I want to be able to scrape money together and be able to go and buy it. And hopefully it's out there, and there's plenty of it out there for everybody. But hopefully there's that option. But in socialized states and socialized regimens, whether it's healthcare or structures, you a lot of times don't have that ability. Now, I understand in Canada, you know, what do a lot of people do? They'll just come to America. I mean, I understand people will travel. They'll go to where they can get what they want. But, you know, Americans, they're kind of used to getting what they want when they want to. If we go towards socialism, our food supply is going to be under control. I mean, everything is going to be under control. And even though with communism it's the government and socialism it's more society, it's still elected officials running things. So if you don't like what your school board is doing or your county commissioners are doing or your governor's doing, those are the people that would be the ones kind of helping steer the decisions to this. Now, interestingly, with this poll that was done, how a year and a half ago, there was less enthusiasm for socialism with the Democrats than there was now. And The reason why I think that we might move towards socialism is, one is, if you really have that many people liking it, then, you know, sadly, it's going to vote that way. But number two is, it was a big thing for us Americans to have choice. You know, having a choice, whether it was with our body, having a choice on where we want to go, what job, you know, when to work. You know, we really were big on choices. And in the last year and a half, we aren't making those choices. Government's making them for us. They're making the decision about masks. They're making the decision about vaccines. They're making the decisions about if you get to work. If you don't, you might want to go to work, and they might not let you. No, it's remote. There's a lot of kids that want to go to class, and many colleges are still going to do online. So Americans in the last year and a half kind of got used to what it's like to not have a choice. Now, some people did good. Some people made a lot of money. They got to work from home, and they were like, well, this is socialism. Then, yeah, I get to work from home. I'll get to order in food. I'll get to see my kids. I'll get to see my pets. If this is what people are saying is a socialist or communistic society, it ain't bad. That's what I think some people are thinking. Whereas I understand that it's not sustainable. I understand that people are going to get mad. People are going to get grumpy. And mind you, we're not 100% capitalistic. We do have redistribution of wealth. We have tax dollars. And the tax dollars go to help the poor. They go to help the schools, help the, you know, fire department, law enforcement. You know, I mean, we do have elements of socialism in, you know, in there. But, you know, when I see what's happening to Mexico, where it's, you know, and people have told me this for years, where a lot of the health system is corrupt. Is that going to happen in America? Where, you know, if you really don't want, let's say, the rich to have access, and you're trying to fight capitalism because you're worried that the rich are taking over, what makes you think the rich don't take over in socialism or communism also? I mean, there's always somebody in power. There's always somebody that makes the rules. So I really think people need to slow down throwing the socialism term without really understanding what it is. And once you make that happen, it's really hard to take it back. I mean, look how many people now are still on Medicaid since the ACA. Well, that was supposed to be just temporary, just through the recession, just a temporary reprieve. It's really hard to take things away. Look at how hard it is to get people to go back to work now. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we start heading in that direction. Sadly, 1-877-DOC-7.
I'm a walking in the rain. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So President Biden has left, cut his vacation short, has left Camp David, and is back at the White House as he is going to do a press conference in about an hour and a half to talk about Afghanistan. The collapse of Kabul was predicted, but not only by us or, you know, in the last few weeks, but for years. And, you know, President Biden's senior advisor said they were stunned at the way Taliban fighters were able to advance across Afghanistan within days of American troops leaving. But officials, generals, watchdogs, apparently according to Daily Mail, warned that a peace deal with the Taliban was not to be trusted, and that the Afghan National Defense and Security forces were riddled with shortcomings despite more than $80 billion $1 billion of assistance. President Obama, they had issues. They couldn't bring soldiers home. But Biden wants to show he could do it. He wanted to put a line in the sand, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. And I think even Obama's former ambassador to Afghanistan discussed how this was a disaster. Trump's former defense secretary, Mark Esper, said that the only way this conflict could have ended better was through a political agreement among Afghans that the conditions based patient and backed up, I think they have an issue with the spelling typos here, and backed up by U.S. and allied militaries. You know, I really do have a problem with I don't think it's America's job to have to be in all these places to keep the peace. But if there are areas where they are creating terrorists that attack America and attack our allies, I get why our presence was there. And we talked about our presence in Afghanistan was there after September 11th. The problem is being a physician, I've spoken about this, any sort of foreign policy, you need surgical precision. You can't make these machete movements. And just because Obama and Trump wasn't successful doesn't mean Biden's successful. And you know, I don't even think I blame Biden for this, because I don't even know how much of this was Biden's doing as much as his advisors. I really don't know how active a role Biden is playing. I think a lot of us kind of wonder. You know, but it's his administration, it's on his, you know, so whoever he listened to. From what we understand, though, the Pentagon warned him. I mean, multiple of even his advisors had warned him not to do this. And so I'm not exactly sure where the decision came from, who's really at fault. But unfortunately, we have people there that are still at risk. Apparently, people from the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, journalists are still, quote unquote, in danger at the Kabul airport. A publisher of the Washington Post pleaded with the White House to have the U.S. military help more than 200 journalists and related people affiliated with the Post, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times who are currently in danger right now in Afghanistan. Now, we had discussed this last week, saying everybody should have left. But once those first cities were taken down, that you saw what you were dealing with. Yeah. And I understand now 7,000 troops are being brought back. Now that's dangerous, because now we're putting we're putting more Americans at risk, as the Taliban is, you know, they're going to take this control, and they now have all these extra weapons. They're going to put up a fight. And mind you, we have the best army on the planet. You know, 7,000 soldiers now have to be brought back. It's a cluster. And I just think everybody needs to get the heck out. It was a big screw-up. It was a mess. And I'd like to see if other countries are going to help, but I think people are looking at us as we just don't really understand foreign policy, and we really don't understand our enemies. So we have journalists, there's translators, there's, I believe, everybody from the embassy has left. I think the flag was taken down. The New York Post. Publisher Fred Ryan asked National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in an urgent request email to have them moved from the civilian side of Hamid Karzai International Airport to the military side, where they can be safe as they await evacuation flights. They are currently in danger and need the U.S. government to get them to safety. And he was writing on behalf of the three newspapers. Ryan wrote that there were still 204 journalists, support staff, and family members from the three newspapers who were stuck on the civilian side of the airport. And as you've seen, I think at least 8 people have already died. People have been climbing planes trying to get out, I guess hoping to drop in another part of the city. I don't know what their thinking is to, you know, climb into the fuselage. I don't understand that. But people are that desperate to get out of Afghanistan. Kamal Alam, a non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and senior advisor to the Massoud Foundation, told CNBC, "No one can really leave. If you don't have a visa or passport, you're not going." So he's stuck in Afghanistan. So we're looking, possibly at risk of people being slaughtered, and it's
this is something that could have happened, sadly, you know, so much more strategically. You see pictures of people clinging to a plane, falling off onto the tarmac. I'm not sure what the answer is. Hamas is actually congratulating the Taliban. Of course, Hamas is a terrorist organization. And so they congratulate them for defeating the U.S. So it looks like we lost. Kind of like the fall of Saigon. It's sad because look at all the work. Look at the lives lost. Look at the money going in. All the sacrifices made. And it just all destroyed in a matter of days. So Hamas said in a statement, "We congratulate the Muslim Afghan people for the defeat of the American occupation of all Afghan lands." So, you know, for those of you saying, "Oh, I think the Taliban is going to be nice," you know, the Biden administration asked them not to attack the embassy. They're going to be nice. No. So Hamas said, "We congratulate the Muslim Afghan people for the defeat of the American occupation on all Afghan lands, and we congratulate the Taliban movement and its brave leadership on this victory, which culminated its long struggle over the past 20 years. While Hamas wishes the Afghan Muslim people and its leadership success in achieving unity, stability, and prosperity for Afghanistan and its people, it stresses that the demise of the American occupation and its allies proves that the resistance of the peoples foremost, of which is our struggling Palestinian people, will achieve victory." So obviously people want to buddy up, right, with who they think is going to be stronger, who they think is going to be more powerful. And I think that's sad that we here as, I mean, America is supposed to be feared. And we just don't look that scary right now. We just don't, I don't think we're respected. I just think people think we're a joke. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily just have to be the Biden administration. I think people start to look upon America much differently, even since the 90s. I mean, you know, when news was covering, you know, the Monica Lewinsky, you know, cigar scandal, the fact that Americans care about that kind of stuff, it does show we're weak. You know, I don't care how many times Trump golfed or, you know, Obama had a birthday party. These are the things that make headlines. And why do they make headlines? Well, they make headlines because everybody wants to prove that their president is a hypocrite. So if Obama spoke out about masks or about the COVID crisis and Trump's approach, him having a birthday party shows he's a hypocrite. If Trump is accusing people of not working and then he, you know, gets caught playing golf, people can call him a hypocrite. It's stupid stuff. You know, and this is what we're wasting our time on. Meanwhile, we make some big decision going, "Oh, this will give us some good headlines." No, it doesn't. In fact, even liberal media outlets are saying this is probably one of the worst disasters in foreign policy in decades and can mar Biden's presidency. So, you know, he's coming back. We'll see what he says. I mean, he had, you know, during press conferences said there's no way the Taliban's going to take over. And, you know, he had all these promises. But, you know, I think terrorist organizations throughout the country are watching this very, very closely. And I think they're seeing opportunity. And if the Taliban, you know, we knew had power, but it was suppressed, obviously, by, you know, the role America had in Afghanistan and other NATO forces, although I'm not sure what they're doing right now. This kind of showed that they're powerful. They could take over a whole country in days, as fast as the Nazis. So it makes you wonder who our enemies are. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Washington, D.C., ending his vacation from Camp David earlier than planned to address the nation regarding the escalating crisis in Afghanistan. The president set to deliver remarks scheduled for 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. U.S. troops have been able to maintain control of the airport thus far, but thousands of Afghans are now trying to flee the country, and at least seven Afghans have died. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells MSNBC U.S. troops in Afghanistan are continuing to secure the Kabul airport.
There should be sufficient forces to be able to provide security for the airport so, again, we can return to those civilian evacuation flights for American citizens who happen to be in Afghanistan, for Afghans who worked alongside us over the past 20 years.
A total of 7,000 U.S. troops are in Afghanistan. USA Radio News. The cryptocurrency market is once again worth more than $2 trillion. The milestone was reached after Bitcoin rose above $48,000 this weekend. It's back at that high water mark for the first time since mid-May. The digital currency itself has been on a wild ride this year. Bitcoin's record high of over $64,000 came in April. Then it plunged to below $30,000 earlier this summer. A Texas Supreme Court is ruling on Governor Greg Abbott's ban on mask mandates.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local mask mandates. The Sunday ruling blocks a lower court's ruling that would have allowed localities to override the governor's order. At least two local entities have already said they intend on defying the ruling. Two Dallas area school districts say they will still require masks when students return to class, and the Bexar County Health Authority says it will keep its mandate for public schools in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel for being our producer. All right, and big thanks to you guys for tuning in. We really, really, really do appreciate it. So some of you haven't really been watching Netflix or TV because you've been watching school board meetings. Some of these school board meetings have been pretty dramatic. Right, some reality TV, and in reality TV news, sadly in reality TV, Rick Harrison is, I believe, getting divorced from his wife of 8 years. I remember how happy he was when he was getting married, and it's a shame. We'll talk about that. I hate seeing divorces, and it's, you know, reality, I bring up reality TV because of Pawn Stars, and I loved working with him on Pawn Stars, but you know, it's. I don't know. It's definitely not easy, but apparently, actually, they divorced over a year ago.
So we'll talk about that later. But so school board meetings seem to be kind of the new reality TV. A New York school board meeting had to be canceled because of, you know, probably fears of chaos. A Tennessee meeting devolved into chaos when medical professionals were compared with demons and cowards. People went after the doctors. And I told you guys, you know, look, don't hate on us. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I get that these masks are ridiculous, what a lot of people are wearing. I get that. You know, but you know, doctors and nurses, they're overwhelmed with sick COVID people. So, of course, you know, they're going to support just any sort of barrier. And they're going to support vaccines. So, it's almost like it's a little bit of a, I get how it's relevant, but it's, people can always kind of channel their anger, or school boards can channel their blame on them. And there's more of an argument to this with the mask mandates, but we'll talk about that in a second. A 12-year-old Florida student was advocating for masks to protect her younger brother. A North Carolina school board was quote-unquote overthrown. So we see a lot of emotions running high, people upset. When I watch these, you see parents really upset. And I know everybody tries to in the media make them sound like whack jobs. These are people that love their children. I mean, and it's full. It's not just one person that wants to make noise. Even though I know the school boards now, they're trying to limit the number of people coming in. They're trying to limit those that get to speak. When you see the original ones, I mean, there are huge crowds of people wanting to make themselves, you know, and it does kind of, you know, show that, you know, the school board might not be ruling for the majority. They might be, you know, coming up with decisions for themselves. Well, Texas governor put a ban on mask mandates. I believe Governor DeSantis of Florida did also. And the governor apparently has been ruled by the, I believe the state Supreme Court, that he does have the authority. Texas law gives the governor ultimate authority in dealing with statewide disasters. Even a local disaster must be reviewed by the governor and declared a disaster before it can be called an official disaster. And so the reasons is because of state-controlled funds, other assets to help with disaster response. So same thing, the president must approve a disaster declaration within a state in order for federal dollars and assets to become available. So when Governor Abbott, when people say that these governors are banning mask mandates, they make it sound like he's banning masks. That's not the case. He's just banning the dictatorial demand. It's still people's choices. If a kid wants to wear a mask, the kid can wear a mask. If the teacher wants to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. But if a kid can't breathe or the kid doesn't want to wear the mask, he's not going to be forced to have something over his nose and mouth. And this is something that a lot of parents feel strongly about. And it's not just Republicans. It's Democrats. There's people on all sides going, look, I want my kid to be able to breathe. I want my kid to be able to understand the teacher. You know, so as a doctor, I will lean on the side of having a barrier, but a good barrier, not what everybody's wearing, an N95 respirator. If you want me to be pro-mask, then you need to show me that you are passing out N95 respirators to everybody. That's where we have had studies. I know another study said that some of these masks are stopping droplet transmission. It is. They are a barrier. But we've been doing masks for a year and a half, and we still have these virus waves, which means our masks aren't good enough. But I'm never going to be for a mandate. I just don't think you could force somebody, especially a young kid, to have something over the face to stop them from breathing. If I thought that apparatus could protect him, that's another thing. But I really think what a lot of these kids are wearing, and they're scratching, and they're picking their nose, and they're picking their teeth, and they're trying to eat, and the mask is coming off and on. I don't understand why you're mandating that. So there was a great, in Texas, there was a great debate about House Bill 3. It was intended to better define and reduce the governor's power to declare an emergency or disaster. the bill passed the House. Many Democrats apparently wanted more county officials to handle emergencies. They actually voted against the bill, but it died in the Senate. So I'm not really sure what's going on in terms of, you know, where things move, because I know a lot of school districts want to defy the governor and just move ahead and mandate masks. But the big issue with any of these is, does it need to be a mandate? Governors are supporting people wearing masks, but they're just going to take out the punishment. They're going to take out the dictatorship of it. I mean, the big problem we have is, we have people being killed over the mask controversy. We have security guards being killed. We have people being segregated, being turned away. This is going to happen now with the vaccines. There's going to be people that maybe got the vaccine or comfortable with the vaccine, and then there's going to be some communities that aren't that comfortable with it, like we see in a lot of minority populations. And they are going to be turned away and forced to not be able to enter a restaurant. And it is not going to be a good optic when you have a restaurant full of white people and you're turning away a black man and a black child. That's not, you know, what are they doing? Well, because it's for public health. I would like to see more data on the viral loads of vaccinated versus unvaccinated individuals when the latest study came out saying vaccinated individuals spread the virus as well. So this, it's looking like a form of segregation. It looks like a form of discrimination. So there was a study that came out saying PhDs, I'm going to be talking about that in a little bit, PhDs seem to be one of the biggest group of people that are not pro-vaccine. The big problem we have is, you know, those in the government, those in the media want to make it look like this is all about people who support Trump. And I think that argument is getting less and less powerful. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Northwest is seeing more sizzling temperatures. We have a heat wave, and it is going to be bad. I think it's going to extend way into the week. Some places got some rain, some reprieve. I was supposed to go camping this weekend, and there was a lot of lightning. We are talking like every 2 second lightning, something I would call an electrical storm. And so we had to bounce. We had to take down the tent, leave. It was a beautiful area up in Mount Charleston, Hilltop, but we're at the top of the mountain, and your tent has metal poles, not smart to be in if, you know, a fast-moving storm is coming. So Portland, Oregon, Northwest, the West, Midwest, West, a lot of high temperatures. So just, you know that summer by no means is over. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I say this when it comes to healthcare. I say this when it comes to dating. I say this when it comes to politics. I say this when it comes to foreign policy. Know your audience. Okay? Obviously, the mess with Afghanistan means our administration didn't really understand the Taliban. Our clusters when it comes to dating is we might not understand the person we are trying to attract. And we make mistakes all the time. And we think the way we're thinking is the way it should be.
And so I have said this now for months, all the bashing of people who have been vaccine hesitant and calling them Trumpers or Republicans, I don't know how many more studies have to come out saying, look, all right, there are a ton of, you know, different subgroups of people that are vaccine hesitant. But I get people want to be lazy. They just want to say, oh, you know what? Let's go with this. It's an easier sound bite. It looks, you know, looks better on a headline. You know, it gets more people mad. Let's just go with that. Well, we have a study that has come out saying, interestingly, and this was from Carnegie Mellon and I believe University of Pittsburgh. They found that there's a U-shaped correlation between vaccine hesitancy and education level. And by U-shape, the highest number of people that are vaccine hesitant were those that had PhDs. The next highest were those with a high school education. And then, masters came in. You had high school education, some college, bachelor's, master's, professional, like a law degree, MD, and then 23.9% highest PhD. So when people are saying, oh gosh, you know, those who don't want the vaccine are uneducated, or those who, you know, are they don't know what they're talking about. And it stinks because I hear physicians do this too. They're like, well, it's Fox News. Listen, I watch MSNBC, I watch CNN, I watch Fox News. I have not heard one person on any of them, PhD or not, be anti-vax. All I hear are people that, you know, Neil Cavuto, Gutfeld, I mean, all these people, Sean Hannity, talking about getting the vaccine. So I'd really like to know why this stuff keeps being propagated. But as a physician, I am intrigued by PhDs. Some of the most educated people on the planet, why would they be vaccine hesitant? Now, if we put aside the vaccine, the PhDs, the education, and let's look at race. This follows a very interesting pattern. When you look at whites, the vaccine hesitancy was a lot less for older individuals, and it was more for the younger, the 18 to 24s. The 18 to 24 white population seemed to be the most hesitant. Now, again, that's not the typical population that voted for Trump. Most Trumpers were more middle-aged, were older. So I thought that was kind of interesting. In terms of Hispanics, the younger, the 18 to 24 seemed higher than others, but the most hesitant in the Hispanic population, even more than whites, was those over 75 years, older. Well, if anybody understood, you know, the Latino population, vaccinations aren't as, especially in somebody 75 years on up, which would be more traditionalist over the baby boomer age group, vaccines weren't something that was as embraced in a lot of Hispanic cultures. So somebody needs to really understand the cultural differences. Everybody wants to kind of fit everybody into one big, one big box, and they aren't realizing that there are concerns and there's cultural differences, and those are things that be available for answers and to help educate. Because a Latino patient who lived over 75 years old, they might not be buying the whole vaccine thing. Black individuals, the highest number of vaccine hesitancy is in the 18 to 24 group. Then the 25 to 34, 35 to 44, much more hesitant than whites and Hispanics. But interestingly, those who are 75 or more in the black communities, more vaccine open. Asian communities, many of them not vaccine hesitant. The 75 and older more than the other age groups, but the Asians appear to have less vaccine hesitancy. In Native American populations, much more vaccine hesitancy than any of the other groups we spoke about. Much higher in the 18 to 24-year-olds, 24-year-olds of Native Americans. And then Pacific Islanders, interestingly, from 18 to 24, they had more vaccine enthusiasm than 75 on up, 25 to 34. So these were some interesting numbers. And again, I don't see any of them following political lines. I mean, unless we're wrong about demographics and politics, which I think we're wrong too, I just hope this is one of the final studies kind of putting the nail in the coffin of people saying, oh yeah, it's Trumpers. Okay? Or can we be done with that now? So then why PhDs? So PhDs, and I don't want to stereotype, many of them are believed to be liberal. You know, academia has a lot of liberal enthusiasts. I don't want to stereotype that. One stereotype I might want to give them is many PhDs, they're pretty healthy. They exercise. They love their vegetables. They're more naturalists. I notice a lot of PhDs because of, you know, there, and I don't know if they were STEM PhDs or not, but PhDs are PhDs with, I think, a stereotype I could give them where they research and they study. And they study about nutrition, they study about you know, natural immunity. And so it would be very interesting to interview these PhDs and ask them, what is it that they're hesitant on? And is it that they'd like to see more proof? Is it that their science that they read doesn't seem to jive with what the media is saying? You know, but this was from, again, Carnegie Mellon University and University of Pittsburgh. But it is very fascinating that PhDs, and again, I don't have the breakdown of the type of PhDs and all the different, you know, things studied, but it is interesting that those who are some of the highest, most educated individuals in our academic institutions, and who are also, you know, in not only higher education, but in politics and public health, why a quarter of them would be hesitant to have the vaccine. So I think that it really doesn't, like I said, follow so much race, follow so much, party lines. I think that you have some people that dig it and some people don't. When I would have 250 6'5" ex-football players come in saying they didn't want their blood drawn because they don't like needles. It's fine. I'm not going to accuse them of being a political party. I'm not going to try to read anything into it. That's a man that doesn't want a needle in him. He doesn't want to give a blood test. When I had people refuse the flu shot and they go, I don't like needles, or I think it makes me sick. Again, I never saw a political line with that. So, you know, we are going to be facing some pretty rough weeks ahead once more mandates come into play. And there's going to be vaccine mandates. And as I said before, we are starting to have places in New York and California forced with segregating and discriminating against people, letting a whole bunch of individuals sit there, you know, in a restaurant. And those individuals that are not vaccine enthusiastic are going to be getting kicked out. And I think the optics of this are going to look very racist. I think they're going to look very discriminatory. And I think it's going to put businesses out. And I think it's also going to cause a lot of employee fear and employee assault, because people are going to take it out on the hostess. They're going to take it out on the food server. Not cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.